Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah. So we were talking about periods. Welcome to the podcast. It's Victor in the station, Elo Dream, a.k.a. Mr. Sunshine. And I'm here with Chelsea. Hey. Yeah. Hell yeah. And we were talking about periods. And, you know, Chelsea was breaking down some things that I've never even contemplated before. And I did not know the process was so intricate of, you know, the whole period process, you know, getting like, you know, the flow happens sometimes for like 7 days at a time, 5 days at a time. And literal chunks of like the, like, I guess, is it not the ovaries, but the lining, lining of the of what, like,
yeah, of the uterus, like, because when right. before you have like your periods, it's like your, I don't know how to call it, like the, right. the body creates like this kind of home
right
for this proverbial child that right. needs to be fertilized.
So right. the chosen one,
the proverbial
child,
yeah.
right,
yeah,
right.
So when that doesn't happen, when it doesn't get fertilized, when, you know,
God gets angry.
And... yeah. So the body's like, okay, so we guess we have nothing to do here.
Right.
So let's just
renew it.
Yeah. Let's just, we're done here. So so that's how periods happen, right? So it's like that like peeling off pretty much of all that like stuff.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm not I don't have like the medical like terms for it.
Right.
Pretty much, yeah. That's what happened.
Rejuvenation.
It's yeah.
Yeah. So Chelsea's not a fan of periods. So Chelsea, can you share like your thoughts on, you know, some women, they feel like the period process is a sacred process.
Yeah.
And but your thoughts on periods is that it actually like kind of holds women back a little bit, and
yeah.
Right.
A lot of bit.
Right. Right. Yeah. From reaching their fullest, since it's like literally the vessel of life.
Yeah.
Like their fullest potential. I mean, yeah. You know, even when you're pregnant for 9 months, it's like that's its own process.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But like, when you have a period, that's like a kind of like a mini version, and with the cramps and the discomfort, there's so much going on that it's like, and it's unspoken.
Yeah.
And it's kind of also shamed.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of things, and it's not like other things like where you have a valve, like where you like peeing or pooing. It's like it's an uncontrolled thing.
It's exactly.
Right? There's no valve for that,
yeah,
right?
No.
And it's not subsidized by the government.
Of course.
And some girls in Kenya have to literally have sex with what in Nigeria they call downfall drivers.
Yeah.
Or cab drivers to get some coins to go get a period.
Money to buy.
Yeah.
Sanitary.
Yeah. 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 I don't want, period money sounds weird. So money to buy period. Money to buy pass. Hey, sorry. I am very hungry, high, and a little bit drunk. But we're trying our best to make this a sensible podcast. So, that's very, very unfortunate. Like the fact that it's shamed so much that girls, that like it's less shameful to have sex with a random individual than so what is your opinion on when it comes to periods, what is your opinion on like if you were had the option to have it removed entirely and still be able to give birth, you would say like, you were like, hey, yeah, no.
Take it and go.
Right.
Take it and leave. Because I don't want it.
Right. So there's no parts of it that you enjoy at all.
No. For me, it's not like... And I totally respect, like, women, or I should say vagina owners.
Right.
Who, like, have that experience. And for them, it's like, you know, it's a good thing for them. And, like, right. it helps them connect deeper with themselves or whatever, like I get it, and
right.
I'm happy for
the divine feminine, right?
Yeah, and that's awesome, but like that's not my experience. Like when I go through my periods, I just feel like shit,
right?
Like,
do you think it's taboo for women to say that they don't feel good on their periods?
In a lot of cultures, I feel like it is,
right? In Western culture, you feel like it's less so.
Still, there's still some.
You can't bitch about it. It's kind of like you have to take it like a woman.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? I feel like, of course, there's less, there's more openness and like,
right.
Like for me at work, like I don't care if I'm telling like my friends I'm on my period. I don't care if it's a guy there or like a man there. Like
right.
If I'm on my period, I'm on my period. And if I'm telling my friend, like I don't care.
Most girls do.
And right. I think we've been raised to care. Like I think right. I was telling you the time back in when I was like a kid, I got my periods in school and I messed my dress. Mm. And the first thing like the girls did was get the boys out of the class.
Right.
Because, like, the boys she didn't see and the boys she didn't know. And
right.
And that's, like, it doesn't make sense right. at the end of the day because, like, everyone has to be normalized, to learn how to normalize this, like, periods because it's something that happens to every person who has a vagina. Like,
right.
Okay, not every, but a very huge percentage of people who have vaginas. So
right. That's, well, some people don't have periods, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's... Right. It's
a huge percentage.
I mean, yeah, you can't, like, say 100... Not all human beings.
Of course. Of course. No absolutes. Most things are not absolutes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. Yeah, but that's like, the whole thing with the periods for me, I feel like it's not, it's really shameful and it's something that happens to literally, everyone knows someone who has periods.
Right.
You know? So it just should be something that's really there's this concept that I learned of recently. It's really interesting. It's called free bleeding.
Mm.
And free bleeders are people who essentially don't wear any sanitary pads or any tampon or anything when they're in their periods. They just let the blood flow.
Right.
So ideally they like stay at home or like, you know, have a place where they sit and just like let the blood flow, or sometimes they'll literally just live their lives and keep bleeding,
right? Like sweating,
through their clothes or like through whatever, and they just
right.
And I found that so interesting. Like, I felt like it's like a whole,
it's like epitome,
it's like the complete opposite of the shame, you know, it's like
right.
Radical, like it's so
pretty radical. It's super radical because like most, it's like you're supposed to look pretty for the guys. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to always be on point.
Mm-hmm.
And never have anything going on that area.
Yeah.
Like the only thing men should know about what's going on in that section of your body is like, when is it time for us to visit?
Yeah. And
right.
And it should smell like water.
Exactly. It should smell like water all the time. It should smell like water, preferably rose water, right? It should smell like
yeah.
Right? And you know, that's kind of like we come in and then we're the cleanup crew or the opposite of that. And then you know.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I don't think it's fair that like. Personally, as a man, just so you know, I'm on your side. I don't think it's fair that just because you gave Adam the apple out of the tree of life, you shouldn't have to go.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking. Can you imagine? Like, like you're supporting something that's like a tail. Well, you know. Not to offend the Christians people.
A lot of people do,
right? Right. But hey, I do gotta tell you, like that's something that like it's a very unique perspective because most people they actually seem to at least that's what they say. They mm-hmm. say that they don't mind or they feel like it's not something that like is spoken about vocally.
Yeah.
That they don't like it. But anytime I see a girl say that she's on her period, like there's always, it's never like, oh, my period. It's not like, you know, like
it's not
exactly. It's like, it's this thing.
Here we go again.
Yeah, right, right. Mm-hmm. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And I think one of the trajectories in which we were talking about it, which is very importante, Caliente. And I do believe that it's very unique because it's so freeing, the concept of that.
Yeah.
Is the concept of people doing research to hamper or to stop periods.
Yeah.
While still enabling women to give birth.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That research has not been delved into.
Yeah, I feel like it's not, and even if it is, there's, it's not like made any progress, or like there's clearly no effort.
Right. There's no real effort.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because like, if you actually think about it, there's so many women who are experiencing so many challenges in life just because of their periods.
Right. Like, do you think that like no guy is gonna research that because he's like,
yeah,
yeah, because it's
I
like
I feel like it's like a thing with society we live in.
Right. It's not even
the people who are mostly as oppressed are the people who have like the most power. So right. If you give the people who are like the people, because like in ideally the it's race, we're living in a system of race and gender, right? So
right.
If you go to the pyramid of race, it's like the worst treated is the darker you go, and on gender is the worst treated is the more female, right? So yeah, so like for Black women to go through what they go through, like I just lost my train of thought.
You're saying like essentially for when it's, you think it's like the reason why that like society does not focus on what they're focusing on,
yeah,
is do you think that people who are most
I got it
you got it, yeah.
So for them, for women to be them, like to be so oppressed, I feel like for women to be given the power to, you know, not experience periods, or for the power to like not have periods as bad as they are, at least, then that gives us access to power that we wouldn't have had before, in at least in this lifetime as we have, as we know it. So I feel like that's something that people in power are scared of, because like, okay, so women don't have periods, and then right so okay, so there's no, because like for me, I know there's 2 days of every month that I will be in pain,
right?
Like I will manage, I will work, I will still go to school, I'll do my thing.
Right.
But I will be in pain.
Right.
And that kind of takes away my power, right?
Right.
And every month for 5, sometimes even 6 days, I'm losing blood.
Can I, just from for, is it like consistently that amount? Because that seems like,
yeah,
you're in pain for 5 days.
Yeah, some women are in pain for 5 days. Some women are in pain. Okay, so
that's incredible.
Actually, like,
I feel like everyone should be talking about that.
I know they're actually like illnesses or like
or they get used to that pain.
I guess, but also there are
illnesses.
Sometimes there are illnesses or like very serious conditions that come with periods. And one of them called endometriosis. So that's like, I'm not really an expert on it, so I don't want to like. Yeah, but it's something that a lot of women go through, and it's like you see through periods, and like they experience very, very, extremely painful periods. Like
wow.
Yeah, like unable to walk, unable to move, unable to do anything because of the pain and the amount of blood lost. Women, like it's fatal. It can get fatal. Like
what?
Yeah, it's really, really like serious. And it's a very high percentage of women who go through it.
It's a high percentage?
Yeah, I don't know the stats, okay. But like it's like it's not good.
It's not looking good.
Yeah. So there's things like that, you know, and so that's why I'm just like, why is there no real effort to like try and stop this, like try and make it, try and alleviate the situation in some way for women. You know, like I was reading this article, I was talking about like bringing menstrual leave to work, right? So like when a woman is on her period, she has paid leave to like stay at home, like, you know, try and make it better.
right
for women. Like for me, when I'm on my period, I sit on the, like on the TTC, I sit on the blue seats, because at that point I'm considering myself like I have physically, like, I cannot, like, stand in the bus.
Right.
On my first day in my period, like, there's no, that's, like, you're mad.
Right.
So, because, especially after, like, a long day of work, like, it's so, I don't know how to explain, like, it's so painful, like.
Right.
So,
So, I do have a question now, so just to kind of go back to the other point.
Yeah.
You believe, like, if, you said the most oppressed people, right, you say they get the most or something like that?
Yeah, the most oppressed people like are the ones who are able to have the most power.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because women are oppressed, black women are oppressed, they have more power in many in other regards, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. they're able to kind of say mm-hmm. whatever they want freely.
Yeah.
They're also able to kind of move more freely, upwardly mobile, because yeah. it's like they have a sympathy for like mm-hmm. that type of, like, you know what I'm saying? But then if all of a sudden women did not have periods, mm-hmm. right, and women had all that power still,
exactly,
then it'd be like, then what's the,
yeah,
like,
can you imagine if a woman can give birth and she doesn't have periods,
right? She, yeah, because when you're pregnant you don't have your period,
yeah,
right?
But then when right. you're pregnant you're vulnerable, right? Because you're actually, like, your body is
changing,
housing another life,
right?
So it's very like, I don't know where I read this, but it was saying like the most the most vulnerable beings on earth are like pregnant women and newborn babies,
right?
Because
you have no fur,
yeah, and you're like really you're really like soft, right? You're like right. a warm blanket,
right?
Essentially, but there's a lot of complications and pain and like stuff, right. But like at the foundation, that's it, like, because you're housing a life,
right?
So
you're very vulnerable because you're housing a life, right?
Yeah.
And you're more vulnerable than a bear housing a life, because you don't have any fur,
mm-hmm.
your skin is right there,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
And the baby is right there, mm.
And the baby is feeding off of you,
right? Right, as he's also, it's taking your nutrients, mm-hmm. he's taking your nutrients, mm-hmm. so you gotta eat more. Mm-hmm. But you don't have periods during that time, no. but you're getting your energy sucked yeah. out by another human life.
Yeah, right. And the thing about periods is,
and shout out to moms. I didn't, yeah, I didn't give her no trouble. I took care of my own food. You know, I was independent, you know.
I'm sorry, that was impossible.
100%. Like, ask my mom. My mom was like, I go to the grocery store.
Oh, wow.
Make myself some chopped liver and steak. Get back in there. Did not bother her at all. I was independent since I was, like, a wee bit. A wee zygote. Oh,
my God.
Right.
Damn.
I was a goat. I've been the goat since a zygote.
Oh. Wow.
Hey, that's trademark right
Bars.
There. Right. so you're saying like, hey guys, I'm really interested in this, and I actually do want to end the podcast and keep talking about it, but like, we're just gonna keep going for this last part, because I know Chelsea's about to say something. You're gonna say with regards to making it easier for women, something to kind of like, or someone should actually put in research into the
yeah.
women, right? And are you willing to because then if you were to not have a period,
yeah.
you might enter into the oppressor category.
Yeah.
Then you would you rather be an oppressor than be oppressed?
No, I don't think it has to be a choice.
Okay, right. Maybe somewhere in the middle.
It's
because,
just, yeah.
Right.
I just don't
want
to have periods.
Right. It's like, but if you cancel your periods, then that, you become an oppressor. Are you sure you want
no,
that?
No, it doesn't. It's not.
I'm just playing. Yeah, I totally agree. If I was having that, I'd just be like, yo, where's the pill for this?
Yeah.
I'd be like, what's the solution? Because this is, I mean, from what I heard, you know, there was this video, we're talking about a video where these guys, like, they put these machines to emulate period cramps, and it was like, it was going off, and they were like, they couldn't even stand. And then the girls put it on and they didn't even budge. They're like, they're like, this is not even, this is like, she's like, this isn't anything compared to the whole thing. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
women actually have higher receptors for pain,
right?
Than tolerance.
Pain tolerance
than men.
Right.
Yeah.
That is something else. Yeah. That's something else.
Yeah, there's someone, my friend and I were talking, and then she was like, can you imagine if it was men who were the ones who were going through periods?
Nope.
And you can, no, like, think of how the system would have been made to work for men. Because if you actually look at...
if we had periods too.
Yeah, it would have been, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it would have been like in a public restroom.
He's on his period, he gets a warm pillow on his seat. on the bus.
Oh my god. I feel like
if so, yeah, like, so this, the product that were made for, like it's very interesting because women get certain advantages in society, but men get the advantage of, like, first delivery.
Yeah.
So if there's an issue, right, then an issue that's not super life or death.
Yeah.
Men get the top treatment, mm-hmm, in that category. Mm-hmm. If it's a life or death situation, women and babies get the best treatment.
Yeah.
But like in the immediate type of situations, like, you know, like men, it's like, oh yeah, you know, like, mm-hmm, I feel like if men had periods,
yeah,
like, it'll be like, it's like, so, yeah, you had your period yet, bro? It's like, yeah. And they're like, they'll make it like this cool thing.
Yeah.
Right? This whole like, bro. Yeah. It's like, be a real man. Have your period in style.
Yeah. And then they'd be like free, you know, pads and like, I don't know what men would use, you know, everywhere on the streets. Just like, you know.
Right. Right. Absolutely. We'll probably get like, you know, just like how you have toilet like paper.
Yes,
you, yeah, like exactly. In public toilet paper, exactly. Right? You would have like period and the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, it's just that shame to it, and yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of shame to it. It's really
It's like a Game of Thrones. You know that? You know Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
Oh, that was one of my best scenes in the show.
Right?
Oh, when Sassy was being
murked.
I was like,
right.
Thank you.
I know. Oh, I do not like Cersei.
I know, neither.
Yeah.
I feel like how it ended was like really bad. I didn't want her to die so easily. I wanted her pain to be like,
I know.
Her death to be like really painful and slow.
I said the exact same thing. Hey, we're going to have a Game of Thrones episode, but thanks for tuning in to our period episode. Period. That's 22 and we're out. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, we are here. This is Victor and we got Chelsea in the building as well.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? And today we're going to be talking about an interesting topic that we tried to talk about before, but the whole episode got deleted. So we're going to do a shorter version of it. Yeah, it's about periods. So something that is not commonly spoken about is that, you know, like, there are a lot of girls who are not fans of the whole, you know, having a period thing. But then there's some girls who are super connected to it. And I was talking to Chelsea, and she doesn't seem so connected to that whole process, as a lot of girls say. What's your take on, you know, on that fun stuff, on the, if these walls could spill?
Oh, wow. And they do. Every month. Well, for me, I genuinely don't like periods. Right. Like, if, I think you asked me if there was an option to, like, have periods taken away, and I would still be able to have to give birth, like,
right,
without an option, I would take it. I was like,
right,
100%.
You would, like, be like, no,
yeah, take it,
right,
and go take it, please, because so, like,
right,
it's so tasking,
right,
on women. It's such, I feel like because it's something that happens, you know, quote unquote, naturally.
Mm.
I don't even know how.
Right. Right.
But I know, yeah.
It's like
human, yeah, our bodies adapt, but at the same time, right, like, yeah, it's because it's this thing that just happens to women. We just all accept it as, okay, then just deal with your situation, right, and we're not going to do anything to try and make it better for you or, like, try and make it easier. And I feel like that's what makes periods so, just hard to deal with.
Right. And so Chelsea is not feeling it. She's trying to break the generational curse. And it's funny because, like, I speak to a lot of girls and they're not very open about not liking their periods. It's just kind of like, and also about even speaking about it, because there's a lot of shame surrounding, mm-hmm, it, mm-hmm, you know. And we're talking about how girls in Kenya sometimes have to sell their bodies just to get sanitary pads, yeah, and the whole burden of that.
Yeah.
It's not as available as tissue is,
mm-hmm,
like, you know, in a public restroom. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting that, you know, it's like the place that everyone comes from, and, like, it's like everyone exists from that, mm-hmm, place, mm-hmm, but it's not held as something that should be important or sacred.
Yeah.
It's like kind of shamed. This was just
which I
don't like to like bring up the the patriarchy, but I would say it's probably definitely masculine influence definitely there. When I say that, I'm talking about people who are dominators, who aren't reverers.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure it's not all cultures that have that.
Yeah, but like if you actually look at like even like the medical industry, and you look at the advancements that have been made in medicine.
Right, that has not been focused on
in the modern modern society. Not even that. Even like the people who are making these advancements are mostly men, right?
Mm.
It's mostly white men.
Right.
So, for the fact that periods are not something that are taken so seriously by the health industry itself, just shows how much like who the leaders are, right?
Right.
And that's, I feel like that's one of the reasons why there's no actual work or efforts made to try and alleviate this situation for women, because the people who are leading, who are at the top, the people who are making all the calls, the people who are making all the shots,
right?
You know, even historically, like we have all this, the father of medicine, the father of this, the father of that, but then who are the mothers of all this, you know?
Right. I know in history there are a lot of times where like people had wives, and then they took like their wives will give them ideas,
mm-hmm,
and then they'll just take it as their
mm-hmm,
own.
Mm-hmm.
I recently learned about that.
Yeah.
And also, there's a lot of just like female leaders that are unappreciated in history.
Yeah.
We also have to think about the generational implications of the fact that white men are able to be scientists and able to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
If people really look at what, free labor is, that slavery is, it's like millions of people working for you for free for 400 years.
Yeah.
That's like quintillions, like a crazy amount of dollars.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that sets you forward so much. And then you're taking resources from the place.
Mm-hmm.
It's like for free. It's just like it's crazy wealth. And then after a while, you're able to have enough time to build machines.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build machines, then you don't need the labor anymore. And then, but then you set up the whole system. And, I'm not saying everyone didn't. There are people who gain wealth, lose wealth.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that the West has had more cultural development and has been allowed to have renaissances and all that kind of stuff, while kind of like places like Africa, India have been shaped by companies.
Yes.
But and the man who invented the tampon was an Indian guy. I do believe that there's also a collective, what do you think? You think like women are a little bit like silenced to even speak up about it in a way, because it's like something that it's like it should be shamed on a universal scale, not so much in North America.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I definitely do feel like there's a sense of shame and don't talk about that,
right?
Or even like when you mess your dress or like something that's taken as such a
right.
How can you mess?
Right.
Right. How can you just, have a spot of...
Right.
This thing.
And you got to hide the men. The
men can't see this. When you talk to your girls about your periods, you can't talk to it when a man is listening to you. If you want to tell your mom, if you're out, with your mom and your dad, and you get your period, when you want to tell your mom, you have to tell her in secret.
Right.
So your dad... it's like, guys...
Yeah. and for men, it's like, for us, it's like, when it comes to that area of the female body, it's like, hey, call us when you're ready. When you're ready to, get.
When
everything is good, it's like it's very much so. It's not a holistic type of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, okay, you understand where the other individual is, and if you do, you kind of look at it like you care about that shit.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, it's almost like,
it's weird because this one time I was having I had my period and I had like really bad cramps,
right?
And I told my brother was going to the store, so I was like, can you go get me pads too? And he just looked at me like,
right,
what? Like, okay, so which one? Right. So I told him the ones to get, the size and everything.
Right.
The different sizes.
Oh, the different sizes.
Yes.
I even know.
Yeah, there's like the, because for me, I like the, like when I use pads, I like the like there's like the super big one that like super, right. It covers like from the front to the back literally.
Right.
And there's tinier ones, and there's ones for like the night, because you're turning, when you turn in bed a lot, so right. Like, so it doesn't mess everything up. So it's like different, like.
Wow, that's a
there's
whole.
There's some with wings that, you know, to stick on the pants. Some don't have wings.
Right.
Some is just. Like,
right. Yo, yeah, dudes, yeah, yo, some of these can fly, dudes. Like some of the
cups, these period cups.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a plastic cup. You just put it inside and then you just wash it.
Hey, can I get a decaf latte? but yeah, that's something else that people don't talk about is the cramps, right? Like,
oh,
there was this video where there was a machine that simulates cramps, right? And then the guys put it on, they were freaking out. And then girls, they throw it on, they're like, this is like not even like 10% of it.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's for you say that some of these things are going on for like what you say, like for some people, for some, like it's like 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
For some, it's like five or seven days.
Yeah.
Which is insane to me.
Yeah.
Like for me, I'll be like, that's, I gotta
work
on.
And then like you count that, there are also other things that your body also experiences. Sometimes you're like, you'll go through constipation for no reason. Like, or like, you know, like what do you call it? It's like you're experiencing something like food poisoning. Like, but it's not food poisoning.
It
but
feels
you're
like
just
food
like
poisoning.
Puking, you're like spending all your time in the toilet. Like it's.
And people have to, people essentially have to go to work doing this.
Yes. Now. Yes. And the hormones too. Like, I usually know when I'm about to get my periods if I start like if something like very mundane happens and I like feel very deeply about it. Like maybe I don't know, I wanted to wash my I washed my plate and then one of my other housemates came and took my plate. Like okay, that's not something it's something that would bother me, but it's not something that I would cry about and be like, why does the world hate me?
Right.
And why does everyone treat me like shit? Like that's how I'd feel before a period. So you can imagine like it's even your mental, like your emotional health. Like imagine someone like that going to work and then their boss shouting at them. Like you're so vulnerable, like you're so like So
it's, and the only way to escape that is to call the guys when it's clean and then bust down and then have the baby for 9 months. And then the whole baby makes you real vulnerable too.
Yeah.
Right. So I just wanted to, I thought it was a very interesting topic. And, you know, it's something that I believe that not a lot of scientists have taken the time to, you know, like look into it. And something I forgot to mention was the fact that, you know, I was watching this, because I have this VR headset. I was watching this lady, like she was in space, right?
Yeah.
And they, you know, I was just like, this woman's like a superhero, because, and they trust, like she was out there fixing the stuff, and then you know they were in there, and then she was like, she went out there and was just doing the repairs on the thing, right? And they trusted her completely with their lives, because if she messed up, then they were at stake.
Yeah.
That so it was just it's very very interesting that. I think I like the trajectory in which the Western world is changing and it's making things more available to women, because that's a whole new side of potential that's just been recently unlocked.
Yeah.
In history, it has not been so, has not been like so like openly like celebrated and discussed. So.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what's to come, you know,
for
those type of things.
Yeah,
and
actually, there's a page I saw. There's so much of a conversation about periods and like, just periods generally.
Right.
Like there's this a page I saw. There's a brand, so they sell period panties. So their panties are able to like absorb.
Why? Yeah, that's on point.
Like so
right.
And their whole page, they're just conversations about periods and like. Women sharing the stories and like it's so good. It's a good trajectory that's going on.
Right.
And also one thing I also wanted to mention, there's also a very high, very huge difference in the sanitary health when it comes to periods in the Western world and back home. Because like someone who's experienced both worlds, like even the pads here are so much more better quality and like so much like even the cheapest ones here, you know, they're like so much better than the ones that. That people use back in Africa and in Kenya, and it's like that's messed up,
right?
Yeah, because it's not fair at all. Like,
I see. Yeah, that's something that is most definitely not spoken about, I feel like, well, not publicly anyways. Well, it's spoken about in like different pockets and forums.
Yeah.
But
it's
like
niche.
It's very niche, right? It's a niche topic. But it's like half the population goes through
I mean,
it. Right.
Yeah.
And so anyways, I guess, you know, it brings awareness, which is very, you know, Chelsea was telling me all this stuff, I was like, I can't believe, because I have a little sister, and I was like, I can't believe that all that was happening while I was just having regular conversations,
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff. So it's very interesting. This is just something to consider. And I'm saying this like very platonically. I'm not saying this as a like, oh, men are assholes for not knowing this, or white men are dicks or anything like that. Yeah. I'm literally just like, oh, this is interesting. I think we should look into it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's like potential that could be, you know, because you're losing blood, you're losing, you know, literal chunks of meat,
life.
And so, you know, and the egg itself, you know, while as a guy, like, you know, if like I could like, yeah, there's no, you know, I don't regularly lose life energy unless I do something stupid.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I can just keep building my life energy. Like, just ever. Like forever. Right.
Just keep it going.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so anyways, I think that'll be pretty cool to unlock. Like, you know, you know how we love all those anime girls like Yoroichi and you know, all those like, you know, those like superstar girls who like kick ass and all that kind of stuff. You know, we could get that in real life if we're able to like, you know, focus on improving not just men's health but like women's health as well. And so hell yeah. So I think what it is that female bodily health is kind of shut down, and men's mental health is kind of like shut down. And so those things need to be to equalize.
I feel like also just, it's not even just health wise, I feel like just society wise, even when it comes to things like urban planning, there needs to be way more consideration of it's
urban planning,
like how washrooms are, the like parks,
the design,
like, you know, design of everything, right. like look at restaurants, like, or anytime you go for an event, you know, like there's always a long line on the ladies' washroom, and the guys are just walking like
right.
So sometimes when the girls, you know, sneak into the guys' washroom, so
why is there a long line? Can you give me the inside?
I feel like because men to pee you just stand,
right.
But for women, like, there's a whole like process. We need we need the four walls to pee, like.
Oh.
Men don't need four walls to pee, right?
Right.
You need very, like, men, I feel like for men, you would just need, like, two, like, with the cubicles.
Yeah, and just pee on the floor.
Yeah, just because they're urinals, right?
Right, and
that's really easy. Or, like, the, I don't know, whatever it is you guys use, but, yeah, it's, like, it takes much less space, right?
Right.
But, stuff like that, so.
Just so you guys know, I take it to the next level. I either levitate to pee, or I sit down to pee.
Oh, wow.
or I do jumping jacks. You got to spread the love. So thank you guys for tuning in. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Be kind to ladies on their periods.
Yeah, be kind to ladies on their periods. Of course, be kind to people in general.
Yeah, but
special, yeah, just
one.
Be aware of that. Be aware of that. It's a crazy ass, like, you know, wow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, keep living your life. Keep doing your thing. And, keep being curious and inquisitive.
Yeah.
And the world will open up. And with more understanding comes more love and more kindness. Take care and see you later.
Sayonara.
Sayonara.